hissed Dragonlord. It was a roar he heard that filled him and left him breathless. It was deep and ageless, strong in its power. It was a whisper which wound around his heart like a snake, caressing and at the same time dangerously close to strangle him. It was fire and ice, heat and bitter cold, a sensation which pumped through his veins, let his skin tickle with sheer magic. It was time, he felt. Thousands of years in one blink, which opened up in front of him, showed him the bond between a dragon and his master. It was Merlin, commander of his heart and soul. Tears welled up in his eyes, and he let go, felt everything he was wash over him in stormy waves. He was there to obey him, to obey his dragon lord.